She need to get away from me.
Yeah. The man called you the other night. Lawyer. Lawyer called you the other night. You know Lee Van.
Yeah.
He calls me out of cloud. Wait a minute, mister. I ain't the oldest person in Mo, and I might be pretty old, but I ain't the oldest. Quite the oldest.
Did you say your mother was from here?
Yeah, my mother was born down in Cairo.
Mm-hmm.
Right down there, I told you, my granddaddy was in Civil War down in Cairo.
Mm-hmm. That's where she was born, but after she got up, she said she was about in her early teens. They moved to Darlington.
Mm-hmm.
Her parents did. And that's where she met my father. And they got married. And then after so long a time, the Bowies, my dad was a big farmer. He had mules and horse and what they call a surrey, a two-seated something, you know, we were riding. And the Bowies came. He was just making cotton and stuff, had people working for him. The Bowies came.
The place up 1927.
Yeah, the Bowies came down there for the dead here.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad was on his way to Winston-Salem and done turned everything back, all them old mules and
that's
everything.
Right.
And Mr. Jim on the train.
Yeah.
And Mr. Jim told him, ain't no boy we was up there in Marwood. We just making plenty of cotton and stuff. My daddy went on the Wilson and got a job with R.J. Rumble, but he loved farming so well that he came back here because him and my mother had been up here visiting a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Came back here and started farming here. And that's what we come to. My mother, when he called Rose and told her about come on, you know, to move things to Mo. She like, now what did he go back there to that place for? I never wanted to live there. No, she just fussed, but we come on. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we stayed. Till I got married with the Youngstown, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
Then my mother and father came up there, my brother.
Mm-hmm.
And they stayed there so long that still my daddy was living at farm, so he came back to North Carolina, and my mother was working at a cafe, and boy, she was a real cook. You hear Carrie tell you about she was a cook.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't she a cook, Jackie?
Mm-hmm.
And she was cooking at this place, and it'd have up there Miss Frances Rose Southern Cooking, you know, and people
that's
would
right.
go there to eat, you know. A good job, but my daddy came back here, and he kept a right.
Well, I know anything about this peach cobbler your mom cooked.
Peach cobbler?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was cooking up there and making good, but now he came back to Mo. And then he got the right for to come on, so she had to leave that job, but now she was, if she stayed on with that job, she was
good. Yeah. I think I better get on you into the house. I reckon before I done brought me done, it's about 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
And I told Miss Hattie, I tried going to see Preston. If he come, tell him I was right there to your house.
Mm-hmm.
But already come.
You know, I didn't think to ask Preston last night to come over there last night.
I don't see why. I've thought about
I
that.
Did.
Why he didn't
I thought
come.
About it once or twice, but I forgot
I
to
made
call.
Sure he come. After that colored fella come in there to laugh, and he laughed and come in that big fella side of the
yeah,
end.
Yeah, he was.
I made sure he did.
He come to advertise a hard.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I called real Melly last night.
Mm-hmm.
Ross Streeter called Tommy the White Oak at 11:30 Sunday. And I asked real Melly was it all right. And then I told him I'd ask you and said she was the chairman of the group.
Yeah.
Some of them would kind of get cute. Now, why had that white man coming to our church and not just cause it running with you, see? That's the only time you can get up.
If you don't ask Tommy, he's the high chef. If you don't ask him to go to these places, he don't volunteer and go.
No.
But if you ask him to come, to be a testament by then.